Sforum steht, that today, Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is the Yoyim of the Filim, Shehofu Yudeim in the Teire. And as we Yisum, the Filim, tomorrow we get to our Sinai. But today is the day that Amalek is really trying to get us. Some people, he managed like it. Today is the day of the Milchome of Amalek. After that starts Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We have the second day is called Yom HaMiyuchos. Now different reasons. One of the reasons is brought down the Klal Yisrael said Naaseh V'Nishma. And then we have the Shlosh Yisimei Hagbolah. This year is Chamishi, Shishi, and Shabbos. Then we're ready for the Kabbalah Satoira. Sabo down, there was a person that was going around. He saw a place full of chickens, and he saw a nesher inside, flying inside. So he asked the owner of the farm, what inside of all the chickens, you have a nesher? He said, years ago I found this little black chicken. I thought this little baby belongs to a chicken. So I put it in. I didn't realize that it's from the Nesha. But now I try to open the door. I try to make him to fly. He doesn't want. He can't fly. He just jumps like a chicken. So the guy took the Nesha. He went up on a mountain and he threw him down. He started to fall down, you know, he's about to smash. So he started and he managed. Took it again, put it up. After 3-4 times he was ready to fly and he went away. A lot of times a person doesn't realize how much koichas he has. He's inside the farm with the chickens. And he thinks his asagas is hapol blat gemore. His asagas is couple hours of learning. He doesn't realize how much koiches he has. He doesn't realize how high he could get. He measures himself on a very small chelek. And all of us are like that, Be'etzer. All of us have mishunadike koiches that we could grow and become big talmidei chachomim. Mor says that the Tzduki saw Rove, that he was sitting and learning, and he was stepping with his feet and his fingers. The Kumambau Dome, and he was bleeding. He was stepping on his fingers when he was learning Behil, and he was bleeding. Amalu Amev Zizu. Tzduki told Rove, you're I'm posies quickly without no thinking. The kadmisu pumaychu lehudnaychu. You said naaseh v'nishma. You didn't know what you're going into. And Rabbi answered him. By us it says tumas yeshorim tanche. Rashi says somachnu olov. כדרך לא יבין שלא יתיננו דובר שלא ינוח עלם רדבר. סומכנו עליו כדרך לא יבין שלא יתיננו דובר שלא ינוח עלם רדבר. Robert was sitting and learning and he was bleeding. And the Tzduki tells him, look where you are, look where you are. He just said, yes, you don't know what you accepted. I was sure Rabbi will answer, I'm an Ilui. I love learning, I didn't realize I'm stepping on my toes. Rabbi didn't answer. Rabbi said, you're right. We took on something that is impossible. Although somachnu olov שלא יתיננו דובר שלא ינו חלם. Hashem gave us the Torah, it's doable. If we have a Shas Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Sifro, Mechilpe, it's doable. You know, you, a lot of you are chickens. I'll explain to you what I mean, you chickens. I'm also a chicken. But you see yourself, you look to your right, you look to your left, two to your right, three to your left. How much I can get? How much I can go? But I saw, like every one of you, the better ones and the schwacher ones, guys that came like you, and they decided that they're going to know Shulchan Aruch. And they decided that they're going to know Shas. That they will know Yerushalmi. And they know it. And they will not benefit. You think a lot of times, yeah, they are better for me. I know they were not better for me. Not one person, not two people. Moses says, Rakiva had Talmidim, and he was Moine Shvachom, and Blazer Ben Hurkinus, so. Other ones, Rabbi Chochom, Shim Yerchet, Ablezer ben Hukinus, Borsut Shein Mabet Tipo. Moses, we summons Kol Chachmi Yisrael, we kafa Moznaim, Ablezer ben Hukinus, Machria Eskulo. What is the matter of Bo Sucha in a Mabe Tipo? Family memory. He was born with a good memory. I was one, Yerichet, I hear. Chosin, I hear. The Maile, Rablezo, when Hurkinus, Bo Sucha in a Mabe Tipo. But the answer is, Chazal tells us in the Pirkei de Rablezo, who was Rablezo ben Hurkinus? He was sitting and working by his father's field and he was crying, he wants to learn Torah. So his father took him from the hard mud to the easy mud, to the soft mud. And he was carrying on crying. And he got up and he went to Yerushalayim and his father was upset with him and he came to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. He said, Lamdeini Torah. He said, you know to say Krishma? No. You know Alochas? No. He said, I'll teach you Krishma. He said, no, Rabbi, I don't want Krishma. I want to know Kol HaTirei Kulo. He said, okay, I'll teach you two halachas. And you'll be medam and milsa and milsa. And he was teaching him two halachas every day. And there was a big party in Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Yechon told him, Lezer ben Hurkinus to speak. He said, Rabbi, how I can speak? Everything what I know is what you told me. I can't say no Torah without you. He said, I want you to speak. He said, Rabbi, I can't. Everything what I heard is from you. So Yechon said, if you feel comfortable, I will go out of the room. So he went out of the room, came back in the back. And his father just came to Yerushalayim. And he asked Yechon, who is the one that spoke? And he said, this is your son Eliezer. Eliezer was born both Suchein and Mabetipo. He didn't know nothing. He made himself Bursuchein Mabetipo. It didn't start that he was a Bursuchein Mabetipo. We're holding Erev Oshchoidesh Sivan, Otot Oshchoidesh Sivan, Zman Matan Terasein, Chazal Sei, Shemoisha Rabbeinu, Yoisha Veloimed, Yoisha Vemeshakeach. He would sit in the Shemaim and he would learn and he would forget. And he would learn and he would forget. And he would learn and he would forget. Ad shenitna lo Torah b'mato. And then he meant it. Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbe is the Ribbono Shel Olam. What do you need more from that? The best Rebbe l'kul ha'al. Lo yo leimed v'meshakeach. Leimed v'meshakeach. עד שניתנו לו תורה במתנה. We need the Torah to be given to us b'matana. We need it. That is the key of that slocha. Shavuos comes. This is the time. This is the time that a person could be zoicha to get the Torah b'matana. Avada, we have to be ishtadlis. But this is the time that a person could be zeich. And we have to make a achone lekabola satoyo. And the way to make the achone lekabola satoyo is brought down in the Sforim as limud beretzifus. Learning without stopping. The limud beretzifus gives the gishmak of toyo. Gives the Cheshka Satayra, famous, we said it a couple of times, the Maisa with the two Bochim at the Nebrak, they write down their story, and they were sitting on the roof somewhere, they were schmoozing, and they said to each other, we're the two best Bochim in Panovich. So it means that we'll be the next Gdolim, that's the way it worked there. And we know the Maisa is not a Gishmak to that. The Maisa. So the Maisa, the whole thing is baloney. And 50 years we're the two people that were on Klal Yisrael. And we know it's nothing. So what is going on here? And they didn't realize that the Chazanish was standing downstairs. And the Chazanish came up. The Chazanish put his hands on them to write the story. The Chazanish told him, you're right, there's no gishmak. If you learn 1 hour, it's very hard. If you learn 2 hours, it's very hard. When you learn 3 hours straight, you start to feel a gishmak. You start to feel epesim gishmak. In 4 hours, you start to feel a shmek of Torah. In 5 hours, you start to feel a metikus from Torah. And in 6 hours, it becomes very gishmak. And when he said it, he realized like the Chazanish is like extending. And when you learn 7 hours, you feel like you're standing in Al Sinai. And in 8 hours, you feel you're learning Torah mipi agvura. You did it once, he told him. You did it once. So you don't know what is gishmak in Torah. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Even for you, it's a lot. It's a lot, but the gishmak doesn't come before 8 hours. It just doesn't come. You know what is mesikus v'harevus ha-Torah? The Chaim HaKadosh says, "Im ha-yodim ne-yodim mesikus v'harevus ha-Torah, ha-yorotzim u-mishtagim achira b'mahorim u-mamilboris." A lot of times a person doesn't have it. His klipa is so bad. His klipa is so bad. He needs to do it again and again and again. You have shloish yisimei akbola. V'chamish yishish yishavis. To try, in every one of them, to have 8 hours straight. It's not so hard. You have to plan it. See that mincha early. From 3. 11 o'clock by night straight, nothing happens. Taste it. I'm telling you, you would never feel the gishmak. Then take Friday again. Go to sleep in time. Ready for Shabbos. 9 o'clock, you're ready for Shabbos, learn straight till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What is the problem? It's a mischum shiur. Say it. Then Shabbos, you come to Shavuos after 3 times of Otzifus. Then comes Shavuos night. The night that you could be zoicha to the matone. That's what the Yitzchor tells you. First, go to eat by someone that lives 5 miles away from Yeshiva. Yeah? And then to give you cheese and zachar and make you sleepy. Yeah? Then you come to Yeshiva at 12 o'clock, and 3 o'clock you start to go to the Koisa. Then you wonder why you never got the Torah. But if you eating Yeshiva quickly. 11 o'clock you finish, 10:30 you finish, you're in straight to 4 o'clock, 6 hours, 6.5 hours. It's a different story. You have a different shvuas. You have a different shvuas. I want to tell you, in our generation, I've spoken about it a couple times, the Aleph Beis, this is the way. This is the Aleph Beis. Was Doris that maybe Machshoves? The Aleph Beis is with Torah you connect to Torah. With Torah you connect to Torah. Connect. Connect to Torah. What bothers you? Maybe you will miss a dance in the way that the goes. So some people were here yesterday already. Yeah? What do you miss? Cheesecake? Shavuos. You go to sleep and you wake up Shavuos by day. And again, you try to talk like you're already till live till the night. Another 6 hours. A lot of people have a cheshbon. What's the point to stay awake a little shavuos? You know, to make a cheshbon, it's only a couple hours. You mess yourself up for 5 weeks. Yeah? The answer is, Rabbi Saul Salanter said, a yid wants to know shas overnight, but he wants to sleep in that night as well. Shtikl mesilus nefesh. A yid has to know for Kabbalah Sefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Arboim yoim, lechem lo yochalti, umayim lo yishotis. Wait, we went upstairs. Don't the pasuk? Lechem lo yochalti, umayim lo yishotis. Everyone knows the pasuk, right? It was hard for Moshe to eat the Jewish. I think when he came to Shemayim, they just, you know, connected to two pipes, and then he was like a malach. So what is the big deal that he didn't eat? I would also not eat if I would be there. Moshe was starving. Shem Chazal, he was starving. Like Yom Kippur, after the evening. Starving. After the evening, not only. In the middle of the evening, yeah? Why? Even Moshe, when he learned by the Ribbono Shel Olam, was a matzav of lechem lo yochal, b'yomayim lo yishotisi, and I didn't sleep. Hashem gave him the keches to manage. But then Ebshad, he went up, he was all plugged in, and he sat there and Hashem was teaching him the Torah. Doesn't work like that. Even with a Rebbe Hashem, up in the Shemaim, starved, exhausted, and then you have to learn. But we want to be down in this world, and not to starve, and not to sleep, and hopefully one day we'll come out like the Gdol HaDor. It doesn't happen. Now, loymed v'meshakeach, loymed v'meshakeach, ad shenitno loy b'matono. Shavuos is the time that it's given the maton. Forget about your friends from now till next week. Take yourself a week to try to be zeichen. That would be smart. The Yitzhore says the guy decides he will learn, but he doesn't have what to learn. He knows if he learns Be'iyun, he has a problem that he starts to go deep, deep. Then he falls asleep, yeah? But he starts to schmooze. Not that Kubi Yun is the most important thing, but it doesn't go for him. He knows Pkiyas is Givaldi for him. Take Chavrusas from Pkiyas. And the guy says, Pkiyas, he gets out of it. I mean, he needs a bit of fire. Everyone is different. One guy could read Mishnah Berurah for hours. Another guy reads Mishnah Berurah, it's not like that. Plan. It's not easy. You can take a whole Masechta Pechaza. Even we'll disturb you a little bit for Sivrei Yeshiva. When it's, when Shavuos is Yom Chamishi, Shishi, Shabbos, it's the best thing. Because it's a Friday, it's a Shabbos, it's easy days. When Shavuos is Ma'akbola, like Sunday, Monday, it's a thing of Baya. Shir, it makes it more complicated. Friday, even if it's a Shir Friday, but Friday is the Shabbos, it's easy. That is the key here. Yesomachnu olov shelo yatinenu dovo shelo yinucha la'asa, is like Rashi. Hashem will not give us what we can't do. And I'm telling you, I saw boys chalash, and they managed to become mamish. They know shas, they know poisl. They just grew. They didn't stop. We're standing in front of Kabbalah Satori. Standing a minute before it started. We're all ready. We're all ready to start. Although we need that Mesiras Nefesh. Ravid didn't answer the Tzaduki, "I love learning." He answered him, "You're right, this is the only way to learn, to step on the fingers till it bleeds." Yet that is the way. Who am I about to say? I don't want to have this caution. You come in, you see a guy banging his head on the wall, yeah? Like a real ilu, yeah? He's strange, yeah? That's what you don't, right? You come to this man, you see one guy crazy, like, so come like, you know, tourists that come to the yeshiva. Yeah, he's different. He loves learning, he's crazy about it. But we have the regular, extreme, normal way. The mainstream. No. Rabbi answered him, not I'm different. I'm Rabbi, you know. Rabbi Bislav was an Ilui, like everything together, yeah? All the Ilui met together, mixed them, Bislav will come out like a Rabbi, yeah? Rabbi didn't answer that. Rabbi said, "You're right. I'm mainstream. I'm exactly the way to learn. You learn so much till you bleed. You're right. That was what Hashem meant when we said Nazar and Nishma. You're asking, it sounds stupid. We rely on it." We don't have what Rav is answering. Rav is not asking, "I love learning so much." Because if Rav would answer, what is looking what? Why are we stupid? I love it. There's guys that see movies and they bleed when they see movies, yeah? Guys are more stupid, worse than bleeding, yeah? All different types. Rav doesn't say, "I love it. I love learning. What do you want to do?" Rav, if Rav doesn't love learning, who loves learning? Rav didn't answer. Rav said, "What you see, that you have to learn so hard, and you have to be in it, and you have to be so conscious of it, in the sugyas that imamish could step on your fingers, that is the way to learn." Because he asked me, so how we took on such a thing? Samachnu olav shelo yatinenu dovo shelo yinucha la'asis. We trust him. We're not doing even a little bit of it. I want to say one thing. You know, in shuas, we make a memory for the flowers. You know, they put flowers all over the place. I almost thought it would be much better to make a memory for the kofolem harki gigs. Put some plates and a shul. Why do you make memory for the flowers? My story is it was a very important thing. I thought Haki Gigis is very important. The answer is we have to know. The Teire is the nicest life that a person can have. Not Fadim. It's the nicest life that a person can have. And we have to know that. We're in a generation that is called Ashirus, very rich generation. People are so poor today. People are poor today, there's a lot of poor people, but it's a generation of Ashirus She'en Kedugmas. There's one guy here that didn't fly in a plane, at least once. When I was a kid, one or two people flew. Who flew on a plane? Doesn't make a difference if you have money or not. Everyone here was in a hotel. Everyone knows what is fancy. Everyone knows. There's a door that we know what is gashmis that people never knew. And sometimes people feel when they sit in learning, they're missing something. The Teire HaSinai came with flowers. Kofo Alem Harki Gigis full with flowers. we have to know Amesuki mitvash v'noif v'sufi triv li teir aspicho me'al feizo v'chesef. The teir is the sweetest thing, but kofarim harkivins, and on top of it is the flowers. We want to be on top of the mountain. We want the flowers. We're waiting for the flowers. We're waiting for the candles. Where is the kofar le'marke gigus? Where is the oil teira? Kol ha'mikabel ol of oil teira. We have the opportunity now. When we try to make these 8 hours three times. So if you do these 8 hours three times and you come to Shavuos, I can promise you, you'll feel that mesikus that maybe you never felt in your life. I would say 90% of the people that I know that didn't felt it. One time a guy came over to me and told me, I managed to feel nothing. I didn't know what to do. Then I said, I met the guy that sat near him, Shavuos night. I got a whole answer. He thought that he learned the whole night. He thought that he's, you know, some guy thinks that he's a tzufa, just he managed to send 50 texts when he was learning the tzufas, yeah? Mamash was texts and tzufas. A person doesn't have what does the tzufas mean, yeah? He managed to be in all the bathrooms of the building, yeah? Very the tzufas. Not every time when a person thinks that the tzufas is the tzufas. But jump and do it. That's a shame you have such. Thank you.